Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another midweek bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for downloading this. And thank you, as always, to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring the platform and keeping me going. I do appreciate that. And we're going to talk about something that I know you're going to be interested in, and that is the return of the deadly monkeypox. Oh, yeah, just when you thought it was safe to go out in the water, along comes monkeypox. And this time it's really bad. So let's get the info here. A big headline here I can see. New mutant strain of monkeypox with pandemic potential is discovered in Congo Village, as health officials call for urgent measures to contain it. You don't say. You found monkeypox in an obscure Congo village, but it could be a pandemic. Boy, these people are so smart, aren't they? So this new mutant strain of monkeypox, which no one took seriously in the first place, it's got a pandemic potential. Hello, World Health Organization. Is it time for you to trigger your global pandemic accord? Not yet. I'm sure you will do. This virus, they claim, is a descendant of the deadlier clade 1 monkeypox strain, but has evolved to become even more infectious and better at evading tests than its predecessor. The concerning discovery was made in Kamatuga, a very poor but densely populated gold mining town that is feared to be ripe for an explosive outbreak. So far, there have been 108 cases. What does that mean? 108 people have tested on a positive PCR? Is that what you mean? No, you see, we've seen through that one. You need to up your game. Researchers who detailed the virus in a preprint have called for urgent measures to contain the virus and avoid a global outbreak. Oh no, without intervention, this localized Kamatuga outbreak harbors the potential to spread nationally and internationally, apparently. And given the recent history of monkeypox outbreaks in the Democratic Republic of Congo, we advocate for swift action by endemic countries and the international community to avert another global monkeypox outbreak. So they go on to say, the researchers are concerned that the highly mobile population of Kamatuga could be the perfect breeding ground for the new virus. Miners and sex workers frequently travel to and from the town for work from neighboring countries such as Rwanda and Burundi. And it says here, many people with monkeypox symptoms remain in the community and they don't seek care. Oh no, they don't seek care for their monkeypox symptoms. What are their monkeypox symptoms, you might say? Well, you know, some of them can be asymptomatic, so you don't even know that you've got monkeypox. That's how bad it is. But experts have called for the rollout of vaccines and drugs and heightened surveillance and contact tracing measures to be deployed. So this is the, it goes on to say, monkeypox caused an international epidemic in 2022. No, you're lying now. This is all lies, obviously. Everything I'm telling you is lies here from the media. When it spread to more than 100 countries and killed hundreds of people, including 58 Americans, how did it kill hundreds of people? What was the mechanism? Well, they don't go into details like that. Just have to take it. Now, the outbreak that has worried health officials was primarily concentrated within the gay and bisexual male community. Oh, but like AIDS then. It's not clear whether the genesis of the outbreak in the DRC was driven by sexual contact or not. So it drones on and on and on about that. And apparently, they're claiming 30% of the cases were among sex workers, suggesting the virus spreads in a similar way to the one that caused the 2022 outbreak, right? Okay, that's enough of that. So here's a couple of things. First of all, there was no monkeypox outbreak in 2022. They tried to set it up as if they were flying a kite for Son of COVID, but basically people laughed at it. Even the name was so stupid, monkeypox, that they've shortened it to mpox to try and make us feel scared. But I don't think we are scared, are we? Is anybody listening to this scared of monkeypox? I'm not remotely scared of monkeypox because I know I cannot get it because it doesn't exist and there is no such virus. But But the people behind this, they're still operating in the 2020 mindset, whereby, oh yes, there's all these terrible viruses out there. We've got to be very cautious. We have to make sure we do lots of testing. We have to make sure we have isolation. And also, of course, we have to have vaccines. This is the world that they're still living in. And they're still trying to, have a go at this one. And this time, yes, if that means reviving the laughable monkeypox from 2022, then that's exactly what they're going to try. And don't forget, when the World Health Organization's Global Pandemic Accord / Treaty comes into being, which it will do in the next few months, the WHO might decide, yeah, this is something we have to be super duper worried about. We're declaring a global pandemic alert over monkeypox. And that means A, B, C, D, and every government will go with it. That's the whole purpose of it. So, at one level, it's laughable that they're still banging away at monkeypox when they know that we all find it ludicrous. But these people are desperate to continue going down the same mythological route as they went down with COVID. So it's all about people with deadly virus spreading one to the other, asymptomatic conditions, and also, of course, a lot of testing has to be done. We've been here before, and we've seen through it, and we're not going back.